see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night.
Bright blessed days and dark sacred nights. Yes, indeed. It is a wonderful world every time, especially when we get to have our friend Bonnie Pentozzi joining us from the Travel Authority for a little travel talk. Bonnie, what a wonderful world it is out there.
It is, Crystal, and what a wonderful day for Faith Tsoukas from Royal Caribbean Cruises to come on board, because it's a little dark. It's a little rainy. It's a little, ooh. Okay.
It's a little gross. Can we just say it?
We can say that.
Yeah.
And Faith will agree with us. There's no doubt about it. Okay. So Faith is out there laughing. I can hear her right now. So Faith, take us away with
please.
Royal Caribbean, please.
Be like our Calgon and get us out of here.
Oh, that's my job. You know what? When we look at this weather, we all know that the seasons are changing.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody is sitting back on their laurels and hasn't booked their vacation to get out of here, so that we can warm ourselves in the sun and that tropical breeze that we all need. And they're predicting that this winter in Michigan is going to be one of those toughies. So let's not wait. We've got some incredible deals at Royal Caribbean right now.
And we are going to talk about deals, make some huge announcements. And I can tell you from our office, oh, yes, the calls are coming in. The people are walking in.
Oh, yeah.
All it took was this, you know, gust up to 40, 50 miles an hour, did it
oh,
right
my
away.
Goodness. Crazy winds and you know, lots of really terrible stuff happening,
yeah,
specifically locally in Leelanau County,
mm-hmm,
and the along the Lake Michigan shoreline. I mean, people have just been, the land is being demolished here.
Yeah,
and,
Mackinac,
yes,
City.
Absolutely, we're not making
Mackinac Island
light of it at all, but we all know that what happens after the fall is the winter, and you want to get out of here.
Right. So let's get going on that one. Before we talk about some of the great offers that are out there, you have a proud announcement to make, don't you?
Ooh.
There's a new Oasis class ship coming, right, Faith?
Oh, yes, there is. And it's the fifth in the category. And she is now named the Wonder of the Seas. And what's so exciting is, I know Royal Caribbean has Caribbean in our middle name, but we travel all over the world, and this amazing new piece of architectural wonder is going to be sailing out of China. So my friends, when you think about adventure and traveling the world, Royal Caribbean can take you there. So in 2020, in 2021, mm-hmm, we're going to begin sailing over the last 10 years, our fifth Oasis class, the Wonder of the Sea, sailing out of China.
And, you know, we wonder what you're going to do next to top the one before that. Just kind of playing the words there on the Wonder of the Sea. So what do you think? Is there, I mean, you're going to raise the bar. There's no doubt in my mind. Do you have anything you can share that's not top secret?
Don't you know? I
no
would
good.
Love to.
Spill the beans, Faith.
Go, Faith. It's only us.
I know. They know we talk too much, so they keep things pretty private, but we do have a new class of ship. It's not an Oasis, mm-hmm, class. They're calling it an Iconic class right this moment. And I can only imagine, with the imaginations of those that are doing our ship build and design, what they're going to come up with. It's going to be fantastic. So stay tuned as we get closer to announcements on that new Iconic class.
Well, you've got another announcement I think is really interesting, and then we can talk about this one. It's not that it's just out, but it's not top secret. It's the recatheterization that you're doing. It's kind of like a big, bold announcement, and it looks great. What are you doing? What does that mean?
Oh, my goodness. We are so excited to announce that we've made some major changes to categories, making things easier. But the first part of the categorization change is our new spa staterooms. It's an entirely new accommodation category, and it provides a spa stateroom that has special, unique decor and bedding and toiletries and furnishings, plus 50% off one spa treatment, lots of wonderful fresh fruit on embarkation day, bottled water and coffee and teas. So that's a whole new category. And then we've made categorization element changes, and that's making it easier for our travel partners and our consumers when they're looking at the different categories, because my goodness, Bonnie, we have over 40 different categories. And I think it's daunting when you look at those deck plans saying, what am I looking at here? This just looks like a color maze.
Right, exactly. So, what do these colors mean? You know?
Yes. And what do those codes mean that go with those colors? Mm-hmm. And that's what the travel professionals are for at the Travel Authority. They understand those. But we've made their job easier. We've reduced those color codes from 90 down to 45. And so that really makes things much easier. And then we've changed our connecting staterooms, because lots of families and friends traveling together want to be in connecting staterooms.
Yes.
And
mm-hmm.
they want to be able to easily identify what those staterooms and where they're at on the ship and in those different categories. So that's all changed. So everything is going to come to life in 2021, but the big announcement was made to all of our travel partners this past week, mm-hmm. and all of the announcements are now in front of everybody, our consumers and our travel partners. But this was a big, bold undertaking to make all of these changes happen so that the experience in booking is much more comfortable and easy to identify all of those different assets.
Well, Faith, you know Crystal well enough to
yes.
know that she's always looking for the word BOGO or
always.
Something like that. But I'm going to throw her off today. You have the Seeker sale.
The Seeker?
Oh, you should see her face.
Like Harry Potter?
What is that one, Faith?
Well, you know, timing is everything in life. And we extended the Seeker sale, and it ends today, but that's up to $300 off mm-hmm. the cruise, depending on the number of nights sailing and the category booked. But not only do you get up to that $300 bonus in instant savings, but we've got the 30% off every guest, not the first, not the second, but every guest, and kids under 12 sail free, plus that instant savings. But again, to get that instant savings of up to $300, that ends today. The offer then will move, if you don't book today, to $100, up to $100 in instant savings.
And the kids so still sell free?
The kids still sell free.
That's amazing.
So,
mm-hmm.
yeah. So
our phones are working over at the Travel Authority. if you want to know more and you want to book this.
About kids sailing free, what if your significant other is like a child? Doesn't count.
Oh, let's move on that one to New Orleans' boldest newbie. What's the Majesty of the Seas going to be doing?
Oh, Majesty of the Seas, this is so exciting. She's one of our special ships that we were sailing to Cuba. Mm-hmm. And when deployment changed and we're no longer sailing to Cuba, we had this beautiful ship that we've spent millions of dollars on. Now, she's one of the older girls in our fleet, but you would never know it when you stepped on board. We're moving her in 2020 January to New Orleans. How fun is that, guys?
Great.
And she's going to be doing a 7-night Caribbean itinerary, sailing again from New Orleans and doing a perfect day at Coco Cay and Nassau.
Oh, wow.
And I'm losing my mind here for a second, but Key West. I personally have never been to Key West, and what a great opportunity to visit Key West and a perfect day at Coco Cay and get to experience New Orleans all in one vacation package. And I've got to tell you, I was looking at some cruise fares, and now this is for inside, mm-hmm. but I was seeing cruise fares out the door with taxes at $500.
What?
That really is a good price. And I'm sure, I mean, if you want an ocean view or whatever be the case, it, you know, it'll probably be appropriately still a great deal. It'll be more, but it'll be a great deal.
Yeah, and I always say when you're looking at $500, you divide that $500 mm-hmm. by 7 nights.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get your per night rate, you can say that's an amazing deal when you're getting all your meals, your accommodations,
mm-hmm.
the ship is your transportation, and you're visiting all of these amazing ports and the onboard entertainment.
You can't you can't stay in certain cities for something like that. I mean, just for a hotel alone.
And then we've got our instant savings that I was just talking about, mm-hmm. which I didn't calculate into what I was looking at. So, guys, come on.
Well,
get your cruise booked.
Faith, having New Orleans as your port, that you know, that pre or that post, what a wonderful experience. It's a fun place to go. And the itineraries are also fun destinations to be in. So this is a great itinerary. This really is. But we're now, since we always take our listeners around the world with us, what is the Explorer of the Seas doing? Newly amped and applied and... Ooh, Rome in May of 2020.
Rome?
Whoa, old world, new
when
twist?
When in Rome, right?
What twist are we doing?
Well, several conversations ago, we talked about what amplification means and mm-hmm. what a ship means when it's amplified. And we've taken 10 ships over 4 years and invested over $900 million in amplifying these 10 ships in 4 years. And Explorer is the newest little girl that's getting amplified, and she is going to have a fun summer in Europe doing the Mediterranean,
mm-hmm.
sailing from Crete and Mykonos and Santorini. This is going to be an amazing experience. Between a 7- and 9-night Mediterranean itinerary, this is going to be one of those awesome experiences.
Well, the Mediterranean alone is just an incredible place to go to. And then, you know, with Rome and, you know, there's so many great, you know, ports and all. And it sails along with all those wonderful things like the Giovanni's Italian Kitchen. And, well, for those who love Starbucks, we have that too. But, you know, you have that Playmaker Sports Bar and Arcade. There's so Johnny Rockets Express was extremely popular on your ships. But it comes along with the Royal Caribbean way of travel.
When you think about going to Europe, there's so much to enjoy in port and experience all the history and the culture and the food. But when you get back on board the ship, you've got some of those comforts from home that you kind of long for a little bit mm-hmm. here and there that just makes that whole experience really super.
I mean, truly, truly super.
And we talk about worldwide experiences. Literally, you are, right, Faith? I mean, there's not a lot of places you really don't go into.
No, there's not. And we've got some really exciting, unique itineraries in Europe where we're calling on the Holy Land and Dubai. I know that's mm-hmm. not Europe, but I mean, just in
anywhere.
China mm-hmm. and Asia. Yeah, let your imagination run wild. And we've got ships and itineraries that will exceed your expectations for an adventure on Royal Caribbean. And then given all of our fantastic hardware, so you mix that onboard experience with that wonderful destination experience, and you've got the best vacation opportunity ever.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Without a doubt. Faith, I want to give a compliment, a shout-out to Royal Caribbean, and plus bring our listeners up to date a little bit about the Bahamas and how you also play into that as well. First and foremost, what Royal Caribbean did right after the Hurricane Dorian and
mm-hmm.
all that devastation,
yeah.
what you were bringing in supplies, what you were doing, what you were, everything that you could possibly
pledging
do.
Pledging donations,
helping,
everything.
Pledging
you
it. Did a special with a couple of the companies we're related to with, you know, discounts and things were going mm-hmm. to the relief effort. But I also had the opportunity, and this is the second podcast I did. I did one right after the hurricane with Tommy Thompson. He's the Bahamas Deputy Director General Ministry of Tourism, and I did a podcast with him yesterday, actually. And for those who don't know, we do podcasts.
Yes.
We do them right out of this wonderful station as well in Traverse City. And they as well, we have podcasts on all the time. You can go through SoundCloud and find them as well. We do about 100 this year. But to make a long story short, the message is the Bahamas are trying to get out, that they're open for business.
Yeah.
When you talk about the two islands that had the devastation that mm-hmm. are closed, there are 14 other islands. There's 100,000 basically square miles of ocean as well. Yeah. And no one thinks about that. But Royal Caribbean is also playing a part of that, because when you look at the itineraries, they're stopping in the Bahamas. Their private island is in the Bahamas. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and also some of the other cruise lines, they selected to have their private islands in the Bahamas yeah. for a reason, right? The beauty, the wonder of the places you're at. And, you know, talk about that perfect day, okay? Because it's out of my imagination when I looked at it.
And, you know, just to also say, the best way that you can support the people who are living in the mm-hmm. islands is to go to the islands.
Go to the islands. Right.
And have your perfect day.
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. A perfect day at Coco Cay really is an oasis and incredibly beautiful, with that wonderful water and the reefs and the sea life. And then all of the exciting thrills and chills on the island, from the over-the-water bungalows mm-hmm. and the water park with 13 different water slides and the wave pool. And,
yep, I'm in.
that a lagoon pool, which is my favorite. And that lagoon pool, Bonnie and Crystal, is just the coolest. When you think about going into a pool, you think about kind of a cement bottom. Mm-hmm. This is kind of like a sand, but it's not sand. It's covered, but it's really soft and squishy when you step on it. And it has wonderful lounge chairs that are floating in the water that you can just lay in the sun and drink those wonderful little umbrella drinks and enjoy the sound of calypso music in the background. It really is an incredible island. And after Hurricane Dorian hit, there was a little bit of a cleanup job that we had, but everything is absolutely pristine and perfect now. So our customers are just experiencing the best of the best when they're going to a perfect day at Coco Cay.
Absolutely.
And we're also calling on Nassau Bahamas. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, the Grand Bahamas and the Abaco Islands were definitely impacted by the hurricane. And the relief that Royal Caribbean has, you know, provided mm-hmm. to the island with $1 million, and we've built a filled kitchen on the island to support the efforts and feeding and the bottled water. But we were advised that relief efforts were to stop and that they had everything together. So the island is working on cleaning out all of the debris from the Grand Bahamas and the Abacos, but things are getting back to normal somewhat. There's a lot of displaced families, mm-hmm. but like Crystal said, it's all about supporting and right. traveling and visiting yep. these destinations.
And Tommy Thompson is going around visiting a lot of places around the world talking about that and all the news articles and everything. And we were so honored to have him back again to talk about this. But the bottom line is they are open for business. Those other islands were not even impacted at all. And that is the best way to help. Because you know, we get people calling, hey, is there volunteer tourism? Is there anything like that? How can we help? Mm-hmm. Go there.
Go there.
Go there and enjoy. It's not yep. like you're going to go to some place and you're going to see devastation all around you. You're not. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of opportunities in different islands. And a great way, not only if you wanted to do a land package, is a great place, but it's also the home of, like, where Royal Caribbean is going in and out of. And, you know, we're talking about a gloomy, yucky, not a fun day weather-wise.
Right.
Faith not stir you out there about the fact that you can kind of walk into this lagoon, you can do all of these things, and that comes to you courtesy of Royal Caribbean Cruise Line.
Yes, it does. Yes, indeed. And I love some of the marketing for Royal Caribbean. I love all of it, actually. Yeah. When you say vitamin C with S-E-A.
You can't top them.
No,
not at all.
It is fantastic. It's just exactly what the doctor ordered.
Absolutely, and there's still a lot of fun things to do this fall. Still, I mean, because I know we think at this time of year, one says I'm planning for the winter. Plan now. There's a lot of great times out there to go to places like that and enjoy. You know, Faith, how many ships do you have out there now worldwide?
We have 25 ships, and our 26th ship will come into play next year, the Odyssey of the Seas, our brand new baby girl. And she is in the Quantum class, and that's the second largest ship in the world. And she's going to be making her way to Fort Lauderdale for a four-night inaugural sailing on November the 5th. And she is open to book right now. So not only can you plan for this year and book your reservations, but you can get one in the hopper for next year.
Absolutely. And now is the time to do it because you're going to get your choice. You're going to get what you're looking for, and the value is definitely there.
And so, talk about a one-stop shop, too. If you go to the Travel Authority, you get your flights. You get your cruise, everything.
It's all one thing.
It's all there.
It's all there.
Royal Caribbean, it's all there.
And like Faith comes out and we get on the show and we bring our listeners up to date, Faith is always bringing us up to date internally in the office. So, you know, we got you covered, right, Faith?
You betcha. It's a team effort.
Well, Faith, it's always great to talk to you. You got to have faith with Royal Caribbean. That's the deal, Faith Sutkus. It's always great to talk to you. And, you know, it's time to get your bags packed. Get ready to go, right?
Well, how do you get there?
The Travel Authority.
What are you taking?
You're going to take a jet plane.
That works.
I'm leaving right now. Thank you so much, Bonnie Pintozzi.
All my bags are packed. I'm ready to go. I'm standing here outside your door. I hate to wake you up to say goodbye.